Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:09 British Summer Time. Today is September 14th. Well, this has been a very big day for the precious metals, particularly gold, pushing on to new high ground. In the stock markets, Wall Street is finishing out the day relatively unchanged. The S&P is down less than 1 point. Nasdaq was also relatively unchanged. The Wall Street indices are testing the upper side of their 3 month ranges, and it's easy to become bullish at the upper side of the range and bearish at the lower side. And they've been testing the upper side of these 3 month ranges for the last couple of days. They really do need to sustain upward breaks out of these ranges to indicate that demand has regained the upper hand beyond this short term rally that the bulls have enjoyed over the last couple of weeks. I think that the likelihood of that occurring has increased quite considerably over the last week in particular, because we're seeing a large number of markets outside of the USA pushing on to new 3 month highs, to new 6 month highs, 12 month highs, and indeed to all new all-time highs, particularly in some of those Asian and Latin American markets. And with such a high degree of commonality right across these markets, then the odds are beginning to be stacked in favor of something similar occurring on Wall Street. We've already seen, for example, in Europe, with the FTSE pushing on to new 3 month highs, that markets that have perhaps been hit hardest by the credit crisis are capable of sustaining upward breaks. So it's certainly not beyond the bounds of possibility that we might see something similar on Wall Street over the next week or two, and I think we probably will have an answer within that type of time frame. In the bond markets, US Treasuries were stronger by almost a full point in here today, and by about a half a point for the 10-year. Gilts and bunds were both firmer by about two-thirds of a point, and the commonality that we've seen right across the equity markets is being mirrored in these sovereign markets, where there also has been a remarkable commonality across all of these sovereign bonds. They have all sustained a bigger reaction. That's an inconsistency in what had previously been a remarkably consistent advance, but they're short-term oversold. So we're seeing at least a little bit of an unwind, and while again the odds are stacked in favor of those government bond prices having hit a medium-term peak, then we don't know what the shape of this potential topping area is going to look like. At the moment, we're seeing that they are beginning to rally and unwinding this short-term oversold condition, and the question now is how far they are going to be able to rally, and whether they're going to go back up and test their highs. The first clear downward dynamic is likely to be another good shorting opportunity in these sovereign bond markets. The US dollar was a bit weaker in here today again, particularly against the euro and the pound, both stronger by a full cent against the US dollar. But the dollar has been weaker against a large number of currencies, particularly those relating to Latin American and Asian economies. Both the Latin American dollar index and the Asian dollar index have been pushing higher over the last couple of weeks, and they're also testing relatively lengthy ranges, and it looks increasingly likely that we're going to see those emerging market currencies pushing on to the upside. This weakness in the US dollar certainly helped the precious metal markets in here today, with gold up almost $23 to new high ground, silver pulling away from the $20 level up 32 cents, almost 33 cents. The palladium market was firm. It was up $22.60, pushing through the $550 level. Platinum, which has been range bound between $1,500 and $1,600, was up 41 dollars in here today. So really quite a clear upward dynamic, still within the range, but it's looking increasingly likely that that's going to be able to sustain a break above the $1,600 level. Gold in particular is interesting here, because we've seen that it has been able to sustain impressive upward moves on alternate years, over the last 7 year period. So if it can sustain this break to new high ground and indeed improve upon it in the type of fashion that it has done in 2005, 2007, and 2009, then that will be a marked acceleration in what has been a remarkably rhythmic move for the gold price. And that would be indicative that we're moving into the third psychological perception stage of the bull market, which would be associated with gold fever at some point, probably towards the very end. And gold, having pushed onto new high ground in here today, it would require a clear downward dynamic to check momentum, that to push it onto even higher levels. So that's giving an added boost to the other precious metals and indeed to the gold shares, which were quite a bit firmer in here today. The MX Gold Bugs Index rallied quite impressively and is now testing the upper side of its range once more. If gold can sustain the break to new high ground, then we've often seen in the past that the gold bugs have been late in the relatively late in the party, but generally tend to continue rallying for a little bit after we see some of the metals pulling back. So that's really quite positive. And what we've also seen, whereas we're seeing that the precious metals are at relatively high levels and pushing on, in gold's case, onto new high ground, we're seeing a slightly different scenario, particularly in the food and soft commodity sector, where so many of these soft commodities are rallying from really quite depressed levels. The rice price was up and pushed through the $12 level, I think, on the November contract in here today. Wheat was a little bit softer, but continues to have this rounding characteristic, which would suggest that it's got higher prices in its future. Corn was a bit firmer in here today, up 11 cents, and this is another consecutive day to the upside and is extending what is a powerful breakout from its base here. The soybean market was a little bit softer, but continues to hold above the 1,000 cent level. So we're definitely seeing that there is again, commonality right across the grain and bean complex and a generally firmer tone right across the soft commodities. Generally, we have cotton pushing on to new highs. Arabica coffee was up 6 cents in here today, so again, very firm in proximity of 15-year highs. The sugar was very firm in here as well. That has been pushing back up almost a cent a day on that US contract. It's at 23 cents right now. It was not so long ago that it was much closer to 10 than 20. And generally, in the soft commodity sector, we're getting quite a lot more bullish interest into these food type commodities. From a risk reward perspective, they may be a less risky prospect than chasing the precious metals higher. There's probably money going to be made from the long side in both commodities. With both sets of commodities. And provided the dollar remains comparatively weak, that'll be a bonus for just about all of the commodities. But with the soft commodities rallying, particularly in the case of the grains and beans, from really quite depressed levels, they probably have will probably have an easier time moving higher than gold hitting new all-time highs. So that might be something to ponder in the next couple of weeks, even as we see some of these precious metals going back up and testing their highs, following gold on possibly even onto new high ground. So I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.